Everyone, and welcome to an all new episode. Deja, you did it.
What?
You and your
disco fever.
Yes.
Let's go.
Welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back.
Bling, blow, blow.
I am one of your hosts, Kirsten.
And I'm Deja.
And this is the Not Safe for Work podcast.
Seems like I'm in a singing mood today.
I see that.
Get ready.
And she also has a coffee that was supposed to be a short that they gave to her in a tall. So,
the thing about the talls is it's just got more milk. I get same amount of espresso because I get double espresso in my short and my tall. Mm. So when I get a tall, it's just more milk. Right. It's not more espresso.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
So it's actually less strong.
Right. Than if
that's why I love a short.
Yeah, because it's like a shot.
It's like cocaine in a cup.
Let's see, here we go.
Not that I do or have ever done cocaine.
That you know of, other than that one time in Miami.
No, it wasn't Miami. It was New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. New Orleans.
New Orleans. New Orleans. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know what was in that.
Y'all, one day Deja's going to tell that story on this podcast, and it is one of the funniest stories I have ever heard.
Every time I think of that story, I just think about how much I could drink at 19.
I'm telling you, and wake up the next day and be perfectly fine
and stay up like,
yeah,
we I wanted
till 3 and 4 in the morning.
We started partying at like 8, or we hit the French Quarter at like 10.
Mm-hmm.
We were still out at like 5:45.
Exactly.
And my ass was like, we can do it, let's just stay out to the Zulu parade.
Right,
come on guys. And now it may have been what was in that blood.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Now it's like it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm head on out. I'll talk
girl,
to y'all tomorrow,
girl.
And then wake up the next day and be like, I didn't get enough sleep,
girl. Youth.
The struggle is real. It's like the life before 25 and then after you hit 25.
Now
post 25 is rough.
I have to contemplate now if I can even have 3 glasses of wine. Like, whoa, can I handle it? Can I handle it if I go there, baby?
Post 25 life is something else. You be over it. Y'all just be like, look, I'm just going to go home. I'm cool.
I don't know, God.
I'm sleepy.
Why? Speaking of post 25 life, guess what I made an appointment for on Thursday?
What?
My first fillers.
Fillers for what?
I'm getting under eye tear trough fillers. Fillers in my tear trough.
Okay.
On
they like make you look more
April.
Awake and stuff, right?
So it'll reduce
the darkness
and the bagginess.
Okay. You don't really have bags like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
I don't see you first thing in the morning, so
it's all day.
They don't look that bad.
I
but
have
we're
bags.
Also in, like a darker.
I have bags. I always have. Okay. It's just my face.
All right. Go ahead, fillers.
So we gonna see. It's one of my 30th birthday presents to myself.
I look forward to it for you. I'm happy for you.
Shit's expensive.
How much is it?
$700 a syringe.
I'm sorry, what? And how many syringes?
So 3 is what they think you're going to need for your first time. Kirsten's face. But really 2. It should be 2.
That's
and then after you start doing it, like when you start going back, 1 to 2. You may only need 1 to touch up. It just depends on you. But 2 for 1 for each eye, but they recommend it can be 3 because one eye may need a little bit more than the other. But
how big are the syringes?
I mean, normal syringes.
Like a regular,
I guess. Yeah, when I look and see plastics or dermatologists, plastic surgeons
like
doing
it,
it's like a,
okay.
Yeah, it's like lip fillers and stuff
okay.
When you see. But I'm going when my Dr. Wright,
mm-hmm.
So Dr. Wright will be doing it for me. She has a filler special like once a quarter. So it's buy 2, get 1 free. So either way, I'll only be paying for 2 syringes.
Oh, okay. Well, then go, because I was like, girl, I started doing the math. It's like
yeah.
7 times 3.
Yeah. So, and then I'm hoping that I only need it every 7 to 12 months, depending on you.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on you, because they recommend not waiting until it's like completely gone.
Right.
They,
like,
so 9 months is what the lady recommended to me.
Okay.
She was like, because then you're usually like, you can start to see that it's starting to fade,
mm-hmm.
but it's not to the point. She was like, where you wake up one day and you're like, ah,
right.
So I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, yeah. So we recommend 9 months. And then once you start doing it, one, maybe two syringes, depending on you, is all you need. So I was like, okay, that's like not once a year, but almost once a year.
Right, which isn't bad.
Yeah, I can replace my allergy shots with these. Sacrifices. It's all about sacrifices.
I always say, like, the older I get, because I be looking at my mom, and this is no shot at my mom at all, because my mom looks great for 60, almost 61. I always say, like, because her skin is very elastic still, like, she still has the youth, but I'm always like, if I ever get to the point where you can start seeing it in my neck, that's when I'm like,
me and Terry are big, dude, get
right. Cause I don't like when when the face don't match the neck. It don't make sense. You gotta get the neck too.
And it literally takes like 20 years off of you. I was just looking at this white lady on.
It's like when you get the whole. You gotta get neck up.
Yeah.
You can't have the goblin neck and a beautiful face. That just doesn't work.
That's me. You know who needs their neck done?
Who?
Beautiful lady. Clearly has other things to worry about right now, but Kamala Harris could stand to get her neck done. Because
her face is bomb.
Look at this white lady.
Wow.
Took 20, 25 years off of her.
Damn.
She had a face and a neck lift. That's yeah.
Your doctor?
Yep.
Hmm.
I was like, it is, me and Terry love to be like, ooh, but time neck, for that neck lift.
You got to get the neck.
And you know who has a fabulous neck?
Cool.
Her neck looks fucking like 35.
Ooh.
Jane Fonda she's
I haven't seen her
in her 80s, I think.
She's up there.
And Jane Fonda looks like she could be like 57.
Jane Fonda is bomb.
Tyrell was like, no, that's an older white lady that can get it. I was like, first of all.
Thanks.
I was like, do you even know who Jane Fonda is? Bomb. She looks phenomenal. And her neck has always looked
with this cut,
so good.
She got this cut now. Look at that.
Girl, always.
Yes, Jane.
Always fly.
This cut
and
is
whoever
fire.
Has done her plastic surgery has never like
done
gone overboard.
No.
You know, she's
just
always
the right amount.
Yes, it's like
just
she's
the right
aging,
but so gracefully. Yes, just the right amount. Cause, honey.
Speaking of new faces, did you see Black China's?
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No, it looks better.
It does compared to the other one.
She
it's
must
more,
have.
I don't even know the word.
Relaxed.
It's not as like pin-up-y.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's more natural.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good.
I'm wondering if she went to whoever fixed Vivica's. Like, I wonder if there's a doctor that specializes in
fixing.
Reversing.
I'm sure. Botched
right.
on the low.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Cause I was
unless
like, okay,
they went to the botched doctors. Because they be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They be doing it. Even sometimes they be like, I don't know how this is about to work, but we're going to try. We're going to try to get you back.
They're my dream doctors.
They get it
Dr.
done.
Dr. Terry Dubrow and Dr. What's Adrian Malouf's ex-husband's name? What's his name? The one that specializes in the face, nose.
Yeah, I'm seeing his face, but I can't think of his name. Let me look.
You know they're both Real Housewives husband, ex-Real Housewives husbands. But
it's...
Well, Dr. Terry's still married to his Real Housewife, ex-Real Housewife wife.
Dr. Nassif.
Nassif.
I was thinking of Nassif, but then I was like, isn't that the gymnastics doctor that fucked people up?
That does sound like that
it's
name.
It's the same. I think his is Nassir.
I think you're right.
And this one is Nassif.
I think you're right.
Dr. Nassif, yeah.
But
he just have a baby?
Yeah, he got divorced from Adrian a long while ago, and he married a young buck.
Yeah, she, woo, and she is gorgeous.
Yeah. But him and Adrian together, that's one of them couples. It's like, who paying who alimony?
Right, because they both got banked.
Her family owns the Palms. I'm like, you this huge plastic surgeon, I'm trying to adopt me.
Right. But the two of them together crack me up.
Adopt
they are
me. Yeah, I love both of them.
Such good friends. And they get, not Nassif, the other one.
Dr. Dubrow.
Gets on Dr. Nassif's damn nerves. He be so over him. Like,
I love
go
Dr.
away.
Dubrow.
But anyway.
And Heather.
Yeah. That's fun.
I'm excited. So we'll see. Hopefully the bruising will be minimal. They gave me like a sheet.
Do you bruise easily?
No, I typically don't. And I told the lady and I was like, I've never had anything that would cause me to bruise in my face though.
That's
so
true.
I was like, my
so
face could
like,
be different. She
right.
was like, very true. So
because it's thinner. And,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a sheet of things that you like. Start like a week or so out.
Okay.
Stop eating. Start eating.
Okay.
Like start eating pineapple every day. Reduce garlic. I said, oh man.
That's hard.
Right. It's a blood thinner, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Of course, no aspirin. Reduce your salt intake for swelling purposes. Okay. Yeah. They gave me a whole list.
Damn.
I'm excited. This it's a lot good. Of money, but I'm excited.
I was going to say, girl, that's that check. That's that check, honey.
Ooh. I was like, oh.
But it'll be fun.
Because I thought it was, I didn't know I was going to need multiple syringes. I knew it was 700 a syringe. Because that's what I see like on Dr. Nadari.
Yeah, yeah.
I standard pretty much see Dr. 700. Okay. But I didn't know I was going to need multiple.
That's why I said, when you said 700, I said, oh, okay. And then you said, what, three? I'm like, well.
Girl, I almost didn't make it. I think the lady saw my eyes because I have a mask on. I was like, she was like, but when's your wedding? And so I told her, and she was like, girl, we're having a special in April. Beginning of April, we're going to get you one of the first appointments. Let's go.
Okay.
I was like, what's the special? She was like, buy two, get one free. And I was like, okay.
That's all you had to say. You should have led with that, boo.
All right. We in here. Right.
You should have started with that. We good. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But anywho, how was your week? How was Phoenix?
Phoenix was spectacular.
Oh, good.
It was 70, 75 during the day. Beautiful. Of course, the evenings are cool. I was joking with the group. I was like, this, I'd have to have a big closet if I lived here because you got to have access all to your all your clothes.
Yeah, you can't store anything.
Yeah. So, but man, the resort was phenomenal. It's called the Phoenician. If you're going to Phoenix / Scottsdale, I would highly recommend it. The service was outstanding. Their COVID protocols were excellent. The guest, there was no, like, so you had to wear your mask whenever you're anywhere in the resort, unless you're like in the pool. Sitting down, eating at, you know, for food or something. Or if you're getting a spa treatment that requires you to, like my facial, I had to take my mask off.
Right.
Even in their gym, you have to keep your mask on when you're working out. You have on all time. Yeah. And it's really wellness focused. Mm-hmm. You could take it off. We did yoga. That was outside though.
Right.
So you could take it off, but it was very spread out.
Right.
So, and all the guests had on their masks. I didn't see like one person where it was like, why don't you have one?
Right. That's good.
Staff had it on. The rooms were beautiful, large. Pool, phenomenal. Spa, good. The spa was good. Pricey, which resort spas. For, I feel like I get better. I've had better spa treatments at Exhale. You know, I love Exhale.
Yes.
And it's a little bit cheaper at Exhale.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, y'all are good. But I feel like I get more for my money at Exhale.
Okay.
Yeah, food was great at, you know me. I chose all of our restaurants.
Of course.
Everything was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a relaxing trip.
That's good.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was chill. I really didn't do much. Last weekend, that's when I did my spring / decluttering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, man, I was off on
Friday and Monday.
Friday, which was so necessary because I was tired.
Yeah.
And then this past week, I've just been working. But we're starting to get on East Coast time.
That's good.
Because I was about sick of them 12 to 6, 12 to 7s. That was a little out of pocket. But no, we're definitely getting on East Coast time now. And things are starting to, like, it's not nearly like 4 hours long on a video. It's like 2, which I can handle. It's fine. But other than that, it's just been chill. I am good. And what else was going on? Oh, everybody keeps asking, when are we going to be able to gather? And everybody's like, we don't know. Nobody knows.
Listen to Dr. Fauci.
Right.
If y'all keep being
very happy now.
Oh my gosh. Somebody tweeted, this man don't even need glasses
more. Fauci, years have been taken off of Fauci's face.
A whole new glow.
He's so happy. He could just say how he
came
feel.
Back and was like, well,
right.
It's nice to be here
to tell you the truth.
Right. and talk about the science.
Yep.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. And no one's going to tell me to shut up. This
I love
is
that
be
little
great.
Man.
I do. For 80, that man looks so damn good.
Still feel bad we let him down.
But we did bad. Okay. After the fact, we did self-correct. Yeah. We was like, all right, let's not. Okay. Sorry, Fauci.
Sorry.
But yeah, other than that, no, it's been chill. I'm just trying to meet everybody. I still haven't met the rest of my team. I think I met 4 or 5 people this week. Mm-hmm. And then I have 4 more to do, mm-hmm. like 4 more one-on-ones to do. I told them, I said, it's 9 of y'all. So bear with
That's
me.
That's a lot.
I said, I got to figure out these cadences.
Yeah.
Like how all of this is going to work. Because nobody else has a 9-person team, I don't think. Just me. Mm. I think everyone else is between 7 and 8.
Oh, wow.
So it's just me with the 9, I think. So I'm like, give me some time.
Yeah.
I said, next week, we will not have another one-on-one because mm-hmm. it's too much going on. Like, my schedule is packed next week. Mm-hmm. So I was like, week after next, when there's no more trainings, I'll start putting stuff and just trying to figure out that whole cadence mm-hmm. and just getting my schedule together because, child, 9 people?
That's a lot of people to be managing, mm-hmm. especially for a first-time manager.
That's what I said. I said, damn, y'all didn't even try to warm me up.
Look,
y'all
throwing you 6. In.
I could have handled 6 real easy.
Not 6. Why 6?
I don't know.
I would have said 4. 3, 4.
Right. Give me 4. 4 to 5, I think. But yeah, everyone else is like 7.
Hopefully you've got some really chill people. I mean, just
from
get
what
in there.
I can tell, I do.
And tell them, look, all I need is for you to not be like my coworker Pierre. Let me tell you about Pierre. Things Pierre did that we ain't doing up right. in here. Showing up to work drunk.
Right.
For starters.
Right. Let's
severely hungover.
Let's not do that.
If I can still smell the alcohol on you.
You should have stayed home.
Work from home.
Oh, that day he showed up drunk.
Show up to work with bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, we ain't doing that either. Mm-mm.
If you have a cough, if you don't feel good, stay your ass at home. Mm-hmm. What are other things? I mean, the list goes on.
Not showing up at all.
You know what?
I forgot that. He not showing up at all.
Where's
with
Pierre?
No warning, no notes, nothing.
Show up when we don't need to show up. And then when we need you, where are you?
Has anybody talked to Pierre today?
No.
Anybody? Not yesterday?
Calling him.
No
calling
answer.
Him. Is he alive?
Right. Then you get concerned. Then you like, well, we got to go by his place. And then it's like, oh, and then right when you're ready to do that, ring, ring. Hey, y'all. Where are you?
Ooh, I have some food poisoning. Don't tell me that, Pierre. Get
right.
your fat ass in this goddamn office. Yeah. Shouldn't have been answering.
Pierre
no
used to get on our last nerve with that. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
But I told him all so far. I said, look, I really am not going to bother y'all. Just please. I said, y'all
do what
are
you're
all grown.
Supposed to be doing.
Do what you say you're going to do. Don't make me have to micromanage. Please don't. Because I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be irritated with you.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's my thing. As long as y'all do what you say you're going to do, Kirsten ain't gonna bother you.
Out of 9 people,
somebody is gonna
probably
not
2.
Do, yeah, I have a feeling I can kind of tell
who already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'm already like, you gonna be the one that's gonna send me to jail.
Oh no, I bet they have a penis.
Of course, of course, one of them does. The other ones, because it's majority of women, like it's a female team. But yeah, one for sure is a guy.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, their skill sets mm-hmm. and their strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and how
I had
they
to tell one that
and...
is a workaholic to stop. Because mm-hmm. they told me one day, they were like, she's working until 9. I said, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, she stayed up until about 9 doing like the online stuff. And I was like, but that's not due till like April.
Oh, man. Aww.
She was like, yeah. So once I had my meet with her, I said, how you doing? She was like, I'm good. I was like, all right. I heard you staying online till about 9, 10 o'clock. That was just the one time I didn't log my. I said, if you're not getting paid for that, you should probably do it during your working hours.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I just felt like I really needed to get it done. I said, you do need to get it done, mm-hmm. but you don't need to do it. I said, this is your time.
Yeah.
That's your time. You don't need to be doing that.
During your time.
Right. And she was like, okay. Girl, the same day, I was still online because I had a meeting. Mm-hmm. It got to be about 6:30. She's still online. I pinged that girl. I said, if you don't get your ass off this day, I'm going. Now.
go have some fun.
Right. Sis. I said, it's okay. You can go. She's well, like, I'm just.
Not much fun you can
I'm
have.
I'm just trying to get everything done. I said, I understand that, but you got to chill. Mm-hmm. I said, you got to chill. Y'all get paid overtime, which is great. But if it gets to be y'all are working 10 plus hours overtime in a week,
then we got
to
figure out.
We need to figure out what why. The problem is. Because mm-hmm. she told me, she was like, well, I didn't log those hours. I said, and that's the.
That's also that's a problem.
Right. I said, if you're not logging it, what are you doing?
Right. Why?
Why, boo? Why? So just trying to set that cadence. And I told them, I said, I am big on life work balance. It's not a work life balance.
Right.
I guess. Okay. This is what you do. This is not who you are. Mm-hmm. Let's just set that tone now. And they were like, okay, well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that from you. I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, and please don't take advantage of the fact that I just said that, y'all.
Right. Don't be a Pierre.
Because the minute I say that, Pierre shows up in my team. And now here I am, pissed off.
Trying to figure out the life part right? balance. Ain't no work in it.
Right.
Where the work at?
It's just the life. What are you doing?
Where the work at?
But other than that, no, it's been chill. And like I said, I told you before, I'm just waiting on my damn check. Don't Jeez. Understand. Y'all, it doesn't make sense. That is the wildest thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're going to see. I'm going to check it when I get home. I pray to God it's in there.
Don't bet on it.
I know.
Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, I know.
Expect Wednesday.
I know.
They told your ass.
They said between Friday and Wednesday. But it's like, in my head, I'm like, people got bills. Y'all, people have switched jobs. There's a gap for a lot of people. You just expanding on that gap. Okay. Anywho, y'all, sorry. Let's get into some hot tops, shall we?
Hot topics. Hot topics.
The most recent one that comes to mind. I'm going to start with the one that the caused biggest a bit one of a this stir. Week?
Oh.
I don't know if Wait. You saw this. Which one are you talking about?
The inauguration?
No. That's we're going to end with that.
Oh, okay.
This one, it actually made me chuckle. Is it Danny Lay or
oh,
Danny
yeah,
Lee?
I had that on my list today.
What is the song called?
I have no idea.
Something about being
I'm not
a yellow
listening
bone.
To it.
I heard
a part of it, and it sounded awful.
It was terrible.
Whatever she was saying, no matter if she was talking about rainbows and butterflies, it sounded awful.
Terrible.
She's like...
I'm about to find it, y'all. Hold on.
But yeah,
I have to find
apparently it. She's saying something along the lines
he
of
he wants a yellow bone.
Yeah, he likes the yellow bone,
and it didn't go
yellow
well.
Bone, yellow bone, yellow bone.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying that light skinned girls are better,
essentially.
And yeah,
here we go.
My favorite tweet was Karen Civil's.
What'd she say?
She said something smart like, the fuck is that?
This is bad. She can't sing.
No. She's an industry plant.
Yeah.
Her mom's in the industry, I think.
That one song, Take It Easy, with her and Chris Brown. It was Chris Brown that killed it. But girl, who child?
So let me see if I can find Karen Civil's tweet. It was funny. Oh, she just said, Danny Lee, you could have kept that song in the trash.
I'm because it's not good, girl.
And somebody else tweeted underneath her. the people that were commenting just went in. But it was one girl that tweeted like, this is the shit that be pissing me off because y'all be giving these light skinned mm-hmm. girls that have no talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The exposure
on it.
And there's so many brown skin girls in the industry that have the talent
talented.
And can't catch a deal
exactly.
And then like to go along with that topic this morning I woke up to a tweet a clip from some show or something I have no idea but it's The Dream and Rick Ross like sitting in this living room like type situation and there's all these girls and apparently they're like all singer rapper something and this light-skinned looking girl gets up, and I guess she's a rapper, over some remake of the beat.
You talk about that damn show they had.
What was it? I don't know what it was.
I can't remember. I only saw maybe two or three episodes of it. From what I saw, the shit was absolutely hilarious.
Like, first of all, the fact that I know The Dream is a musical genius,
yes.
So I was mad at him for this. So the light-skinned girl gets up, and she has some sort of beat that samples Aston Martin. She's rapping to trash. Hot, stanky trash. Maybe okay, Danny Lee's shit was trash. This girl's stuff was recycling. I'm not going to say it was that bad, but it was something you throw away. Okay. Brown skin girl gets up. She's used the same beat. She can sing. Mm-hmm. Sing, sing. Mm-hmm. Light skin girl finishes. They're like, oh, man, that was awesome. That was phenomenal. Like, you killed that shit. You really made it your own. Like, wow. Brown skin girl gets up. Rick Ross, has she 5 seconds in? Rick Ross is like, stop, stop, stop. That ain't for your voice. The Dream's like, exactly.
What?
She sounded phenomenal. Somebody tweeted, this is what the music industry is like. Mm-hmm. This is why. Mm-hmm. And the baby knew better. Circling back to Danny Lee. Y'all niggas, get all your baby mamas brown. Y'all niggas get some fucking money.
His baby mama is beautiful. That girl is bomb. She's gorgeous.
Y'all niggas get some money and start acting fucking brand new. I will beat your ass back. No, I won't. Because the baby.
He'll hit you back.
He'll fight me back.
You know what the problem. His baby's mom is beautiful. So I don't understand that one. But
he hyping her up. No.
Of course he is.
Tell her ass when she's wrong and tell her ass to sit down. How much they paying you to date her? That's the question. What is this relationship worth?
Questions that because
it seems
answers.
Like a PR stunt.
People are saying that about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey these days.
Yeah.
They're like, it's giving me PR.
It's giving me acting.
You're doing a lot.
Yeah.
You're doing, because Michael
to have
Jordan,
never done anything before.
He's never been this out with anybody. I'm like, what? Every time. Stratosphere.
Yeah.
With Lori Harvey. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But okay. Ciao.
Yeah. Especially because it's like, he said they had been dating how long?
I don't know. Did he say?
I feel like I thought we talked about that in the. I thought you read something. It was like they started dating in.
Black around. When was it? Thanksgiving? Well, that's when we.
Saw. Yeah. So. I don't know. Yeah. I get the same vibes and I really want to believe it's genuine. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you've never
done this before.
And it's not like it came out that y'all have been dating for a year or something.
Right.
Like where it's like, oh, wow. Well, we're really like, you guys just hit it for so.
Yeah.
No, y'all have.
It seems
to be
new.
Have dating only a few months.
Yeah.
And I got more genuine love vibes from him with Tessa Thompson and Creed.
Right.
Them niggas seem like they was really in love.
I really thought they was in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
I got more genuine vibes from the press tour with Lupita for Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I was like, are they together?
Are they fucking?
Because. There's a lot of love.
Y'all
right
got
here.
A vibe.
Right.
And I'm not mad at it.
At all.
But yeah.
Also, Chloe and Halle have separate immigrams. Instagram accounts.
Immigram?
I don't know. It's
sounds like something though.
Immigram. Yes, they have separate
immigram on my nipple.
They have separate Instagram accounts now. I have a feeling No, Halle is in London finishing off Little Mermaid.
Why London?
She said that's where they were filming before the shutdown.
Why London?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Where?
Because
it's a lot of...
Must be greenery. We must be getting a scenery that's giving us like Game of Thrones vibes.
But why for the Little Mermaid?
Maybe when she comes to land.
Ocean?
Yeah, but maybe when she comes to land, it's going to be like a very plush, like Scotland type scenery, like lots of greenery and mountains on the coast. Maybe it's not like a beach coast. And if you think about Little Mermaid, there were some mountains. It was kind of mountainous.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and then there's like a pier and all that stuff. Usually,
I mean, they have that.
I know, but Europe was like old day Europe had that all. Like,
yeah, that's maybe it's a timepiece. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know why London. I would probably predict somewhere like islandy,
like New Zealand.
Yeah, like an island before I would predict
London. I don't ever think it was really tropical.
No, not tropical per se, but more like. I'm trying to think, like, if not London, out of all the, like, islandier places, I would have voted for, like, Costa Rica.
That's tropical.
Not that tropical.
It's tropical.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a warm sea they were in.
I gotta rewatch The Little Mermaid.
Do lobsters live in warm seas or cold seas?
Hell, now you're asking questions that I don't know.
Lobsters. I feel like they live in cold seas.
Where?
Because if you think about, like, Boston and stuff, that's known, like, most known for lobster. And I'm just thinking of...
They could have done
Sebastian. Boston. That was his name, right?
But he was from Jamaica.
Yeah, no, Disney fucked through. They fucked up with that. We're not. It didn't correlate.
Sebastian was an island lobster.
He was. And I don't think they have lobsters. Maybe they do have warm lobsters.
It says lobsters can be found in all of the world's oceans.
Oh, okay. So maybe he was a transplant.
Maybe he migrated. Yeah. To whatever the hell. Child.
Okay, let's see if we can dig into this. The Little Mermaid. Okay. Mm-hmm. This wasn't based on anything. Oh, yep. Okay. The fairy tale of this. Okay. The Little Mermaid, the original one by Hans Christian Andersen. Mm-hmm. Based on the story of a young mermaid who's willing to give up her life in the sea as a mermaid to gain a human soul. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, he was in Denmark, so maybe it was supposed to take place somewhere like Denmark.
Maybe.
It doesn't really say, like, where she would have been in the original.
Denmark, yeah. Where does the Little Mermaid take place? Denmark.
Okay.
Takes place under the sea in the Kingdom of Atlantica that is supposedly located in Denmark. Well, I guess that makes sense with Sebastian being a Jamaican lobster. There's a pretty big Jamaican population in Europe.
Go away.
Go away.
Okay. Yeah, so they're probably, they're just going for that greenery, that Game of Thrones mm-hmm. type scenery, Braveheart mm-hmm. type scenery on land, probably.
All
right. And then, they may have not have all filmed in London. They may have did some filming, like, in Ireland probably. And other places, too.
Probably. When the pandemic shut down, she said they were almost finished, but she had a little more to do. But anywho, yeah, and then Chloe did the Busta challenge and
bust
shut
the
it
internet
down.
Open.
Yep, essentially.
I knew that though. As soon as they split it, I
saw it coming.
We about to see Chloe's ass.
She's playing the guitar.
Yes.
Life, and Chloe is about to show out.
Yes.
And there you
and
go.
I was here for it.
Of course.
I like going from one vibe to the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, random, because I was just looking up Denmark on the map. You know what I hate about Apple Maps?
What?
But it's kind of cool at the same time is that when you look at foreign countries, they give you their name and their fucking language. You never knew that?
Mm-mm.
So look at Europe. It's five fucking, it's like, yeah.
I have never noticed this.
Yep. España, yeah. Spain, Deutschland, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, I'm looking at this from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Give it to me in English. Then go look at Africa.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry.
All the Muslim.
Yeah. I can't
Arabic,
read that shit.
Not Muslim. Arabic.
I don't know. Oh, hell. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of cool.
That is cool. But
it's kind of irritating.
It's not helpful.
Okay. Because then I'd be.
Read that.
I'm like, wait. Which country is this again?
I think that's Egypt. I'm not sure. It may be Morocco.
Oops.
Right. Mm-mm. See?
Anyways. All right.
All right, moving on. Also, one of the things that shocked the internet, Plies decided to bury his gold teeth. Have you not seen him? He is so happy.
Why is he happy?
Because he got rid of his gold teeth. I guess he decided he's getting too old for them.
Yeah.
And gold teeth on anybody, just naturally, the more you age, it makes you look even older than you are.
Yes.
So, let me.
Oh, he deleted all his pictures with gold teeth.
Right. And it's just smile implies. He looks good.
He said, I just showed my mom my new smile. She hugged me, started crying, and said, I finally got my baby back. Damn.
Right.
One of the proudest days of my life. 2021, I might just turn into a full-time ambassador with this new smile. No coochie getting ate with these teeth. It took me so long to post this pic because I was shy.
How did I do?
I'm done.
In every other picture, he is smiling.
He is. He's excited.
He is so happy. He looks good. It took some years off of him.
I wonder if he's going to drop the accent now, too.
No, that's always going to be there. I don't think it's going anywhere.
When he did interviews, when he was like popping, he didn't use his accent.
No, but you could also tell that he was very nervous.
Yeah.
He stuttered a lot when he first
My
popped
thing is
off.
Just be you.
He was like, I don't know why I'm here. Like, you could tell he really was like, I don't want to do this shit.
Just be like you.
But Plies on Instagram is fun.
He is. He is. Hilarious. I don't know why I don't follow him.
Plies on Instagram is a good time.
Pearly Plies.
Okay, essentially. That is who he is now. It's talking about I'm shy, which we know. But he's also very funny. All right, moving on. Sorry, I went to Plies' page, so I lost my place.
I'm surprised.
Larry King.
Oh, yeah.
Has passed away.
I saw that.
At the age of 87.
This morning.
Yes. It says his team announced he passed away at Cedars-Sinai Center in Los Angeles. While no cause of death has been specified, we did report a few weeks ago that Larry had been admitted to the hospital after testing positive for COVID.
Oh, okay. See, I missed that. And that's when I saw that he had passed away. Rest in peace, Larry, a phenomenal journalist.
Yes.
I was like, I wonder, was he sick? I mean, I know he was older, but okay, so he did have COVID.
It took me back to when he did an interview on The Breakfast Club years ago, and they were talking about, like, you know, you're getting older. Mm-hmm. And at the time he was saying, he was like, I don't want to ever die. Like, I want to stay alive forever.
Why?
So, like, he said his plans when he died was to be frozen.
Okay.
He said it's in his will and everything, and then to possibly be brought back.
That's not how it works, Larry.
Years, years, and years down the line. Whether or not that actually happens, we'll have to wait and see, but that's his plan. That was his plan.
Why would you want that? You're going to come back and be like, what the fuck is going on here?
How do you use this shit?
Right, and we also lost Hank Aaron this week as well.
Yes, we did. He was 80-something too, right?
He was older. He was old. I don't know what exactly, but an Atlanta legend, a baseball legend, and, you know, the week of MLK, y'all still hadn't gotten y'all's whitewashing out of your system, because some of these people that were tweeting about him was irritating me, trying to downplay what Hank Aaron went through in the major in
86,
the MLB, and y'all, this man, one, he didn't play that shit. Mm-mm. And two, he went through a lot, a lot, dealt with a lot of regular racism.
Yep.
So let's not try and like pretend like, oh, wow, yeah, he came to work every day, just happy-go-lucky to be here. No. Mm-mm. He just so happened to be that nigga when it came to baseball. And so he was able to play and have a fruitful career, but he still dealt with a lot of racism, a lot of hate too, once he broke Babe Ruth's record for home runs. So, but nonetheless, Hank Aaron's a legend. I'm still pissed as fuck that they did not name the field after him. And that was the fan favorite across the state of Georgia, was to name now Truist Park Hank Aaron, but money made that decision.
I was about to say,
it was
money,
like,
talks,
oh,
boo.
Sorry, you guys thought you had an input. We're naming it after the new name of the bank. Thank you. Truist Park. If we didn't have a say, just
right,
say that.
Just say that. You just had to say that.
Truist. What the hell is a Truist?
A versus battle took place on, was it Thursday?
Thursday
between Ashanti and Keisha Cole after two postponements, one for Ashanti had COVID, the second one because they were trying to figure out how to have it still good quality in two different places,
and they missed the mark.
Yeah. And then this one took place on a Thursday. I wasn't as excited as I was when it first got announced.
Nobody was.
And then y'all didn't start till about 9:15
really
ish. And I was like, all right, I'm
Ashanti was
it.
There I was confused. Yeah. I logged in at like 8:55
and there was
thinking I was gonna come in like halfway through, and I'm like, where the fuck is Keisha Cole? Like, is she on a break? Did I miss something?
Right,
what happened? Y'all went through the first 10 already.
They didn't even start yet.
Oh, this shit, she ain't here. Oh, well, I ain't got nothing else to do. I guess I'll just leave my iPad right here and continue working on wedding stuff. She shows up with an attitude. And I said, sis, a woman of my heart, I said, man, if that's not Deja Hunt after she shows up late 15 to 20 minutes to the office after she decided to go to Starbucks, and now she's got an attitude because Starbucks decided they wanted to take more than 3 seconds to make her drink. Bitch, you was late when you got to Starbucks. Why you got an attitude now? That is me. Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that, Keisha. Mm-hmm. So. But it was good. So you didn't watch really any of it.
I was in and out. I was like, all right. When I turned it on, it was like 8:30. And I was like, where the fuck is everybody? okay.
But everybody so then wears
I
it.
And then I got on Twitter and I was like, maybe Twitter can tell me. And then I saw a retweet from Jack A. Harry talking about, if you're going to start at 9, just say that.
Just say that.
And I was like, oh, this is what we're doing today. Got it.
Got it.
Okay, I'll be back at some point. And then when I came back, I heard, bitch, it's my turn. And I was like, what the hell? It was a lot. So I was like, all right.
Well, they Keisha. Really didn't. It was pretty amicable.
Yeah.
Because Keisha had an attitude, but she didn't really have an attitude.
With Ashanti. Yeah. It was more of the, I think they said it was something about her thing was blurry and the setup. She didn't like it or something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It was a good versus, though. I mean, I don't know if I could. I think Keisha Cole probably had it winning wise. But they both had hits. They're both so talented, amazing songwriters. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing that's not debatable about that damn versus, they both looked good.
Good as hell, per usual.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Always. Always.
Ashanti's literally like one of the most beautiful people on the planet
really
to me.
She really is.
I mean, I don't understand. And then she played Ain't It Funny. Mm-hmm. And that really cracked me up. Because I was like, that's a reach, sis.
Yep.
But I'm going to let you have it. You just mm-hmm. had to remind the people.
All right. Do we want to get into the main news of the week?
The inauguration?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. So finally, y'all, not necessarily a peaceful transition of power happened, but a transition of power.
It was peaceful.
I mean, peaceful in nobody like did any crazy shit, but there's usually a process. The president and first lady welcome the new president, all that shit. That none of that happened.
But that's what made it peaceful.
That's true. Trump. Melania left at like 8 a.m. They were out.
I slept through that.
What made me laugh, I didn't see this happen on TV, but when they got off, I think they were getting out of either a helicopter or something, walking past reporters, and Trump and Melania are walking, and Trump stopped to look and like say something. Melania looked and just kept going.
Kept walking.
She was like, fuck this shit. I am so.
Once they landed, yes, you're talking about, yeah.
She was like, I am over.
Wait, I don't
this.
Have to stand here with you.
Right. We are done. Woo. We are done.
Kim, one positive, mm-hmm. besides the whole positive of them leaving, was Melania got on that plane. I don't fuck with Melania Trump at all. Mm-hmm. I think she's racist as well.
She is.
She was a birther. Mm-hmm. She is an asshole. She's a rich bitch, mm-hmm. and not in a good NeNe Leakes
exactly.
fashion.
Exactly.
But when I tell you that suit, that black leather okay. Birkin, and them black Louboutins that she walked on that plane with was bad. I said, okay, girl. It was the black Birkin for
she
me.
She was so over it. That lady was so over it. She Woo. Was like, thank God. This is done. Never again. Woo. Don't ask me. It's a wrap. I'm yeah. probably going to write up some divorce papers real soon.
My favorite part, other than Melania's outfit, was when Donald said, when they raise your taxes, don't say I didn't tell you so. Like petty going, petty coming in, petty going
end,
out.
To the end, damn. He did not care. Y'all, I was like, here we go. He will show God. His ass till the very end.
I was like, you know what? This was comedic. Let's not reduce the comedy
there
of the last 4 years.
There was a lot of comedy in the last 4 years. That man used to say some of the wildest shit wow. I have ever heard. So the inauguration, you know, it started at like 11-ish. The woman that came and shut everything down is none other than our favorite lady, Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I just, you know, everybody was waiting. I mean, one of my favorite things about inauguration is the fashions, always. Because yeah. people be showing out. And
yep.
I saw the what's the word?
I don't know where you're going.
The side by side of her in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Versus her in 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had like a little caption of like, girl, just give me a ponytail. Because right. you know I'm not excited about this at all. And then 2021, honey, it is a good day.
Right.
The girls need to see me. Give me a bounce and a wave, okay?
Yes. Honey. It should have been like when they opened those doors for them, I really wanted Lil Scrappy That's Her to start playing. because that's how I felt.
It was like Michelle Obama and her husband.
That's her.
Honey, that monochrome. That's her. Burgundy, honey.
The curls.
That plum. Ooh.
The waist, the belt.
Not a hair out of place. Just child. Bounce.
She know she bad.
Okay, somebody said Barack just look like he know his wife fine, and that's just that.
Got it's the finest like, one okay, in the bunch.
And just living his best life.
But you know who also always looks good, and ooh. I feel like we never give her any credit, and it's just because, you know, we don't fuck with them. But Laura Bush still looks really good, too.
Oh, yes. Always.
She look good,
always,
too.
Always.
They all look good.
They do. They really do. I didn't really care for Hillary's outfit, but...
But I never really
it's
do.
It's Hillary.
Yeah.
She's a pantsuit gal.
You know who's fucking... Who had the baddest coat there?
Oh, her stepdaughter. Kamala.
Yes.
That beaded Miu Miu.
It was Miu Miu,
Miu
I
yes.
think.
Honey.
I said, girl. I need that. That was bad.
She was here, okay?
Man.
Honey.
Woo. Mm. Jennifer came to slay too.
She did, but Jennifer also could have came and not said a word. Cause honey,
let's get love.
Like, what?
did you
I was like, how does that work in this land is your land?
It doesn't. It doesn't like, at all. Did you see the tweet of the person with the cat? It was like, my cat when Jennifer said, let's get loud.
I was like, bitch, what?
Okay. What?
I hollered. I said, now why do y'all keep doing this to Jennifer?
Oh, God.
I was like, what?
Oh, I loved Lady Gaga's national anthem, though.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful
she was
rendition.
Very Game of Thrones vibes with her. The hair and
somebody
the.
Said she dressed like she's from the Capitol in Hunger Games.
Okay. She was not playing, okay? What is it they always say in the Hunger Games?
I volunteer's tribute.
I volunteer's tribute. That was Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
But
she sounded phenomenal.
That she reminded the girls.
Yeah.
I can sing.
Yeah.
Try me if you want.
Try me. And I always say that about Lady. You know I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan.
Play. She does not play.
She doesn't. She's that girl is talented
try
and she's
Jesus.
Been training in acting and music since she was a child. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay, Stefania, mm-hmm. maybe Stefania. I forget.
I don't remember. But yeah, I just J-Lo looked, she always looks amazing.
Yeah,
though.
She does.
But I said, honey, I said, what? I heard, I was like, okay, this land is real. It's pretty
okay.
simple.
Okay. And she and was on pitch.
She was right.
She was like,
she
okay.
Was on pitch. Okay. And then she said something in Spanish. And then I said, what the hell?
No,
I
let's
turned,
not.
I was like,
who told you to do this?
I was like, where did that come from? Okay.
Did Derek random. Tell you to do this?
Oh, this is so random. But Lord okay. Jesus. I just wish they would have panned to the audience that was like,
I would have loved to seen Michelle's eyes.
Right,
on
Michelle would have been like, okay. Hmm. I don't understand that one.
Hmm.
All right.
And she did it with such passion.
Let's get loud. Dun, 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 dun. I was like,
meanwhile, everyone across the United States, crickets.
Right. We
crickets.
Was like, how's that? I said, okay, maybe this is like a mashup at first. And then when she went back to this land, I was like, so there's, okay.
Who? Told you.
This is so random.
I heard Joe was jogging again.
He's all Joe. He's trying to show y'all. Just because he's 78, don't mean Joe came got a little pep in his step. Okay.
I'm gonna start calling his ass Shoddy Low. Shoddy Joe. Shoddy Joe. There
Joe,
we go.
Joe told y'all. Oh, cause they were doing the parade or something. That, mm-hmm. Cause my mom FaceTimed was like, "Well, Secret Service is gonna be real sick of Joe Biden in a second." I said, "What are you talking
Why?
About?" She was like, because his ass keep running to people. I said, what you talking about? She was like, turn on the TV. And they walking through the street. And somebody said, Joe. And he looked. And was like, come on. And he was like, I said, yeah, Secret Service is going to be real sick of Joe.
Shawty Joe.
They're going to be real sick of Joe. Because they're going to be like, if you don't get your ass.
Your old ass.
In the middle of the crowd, please.
You already fragile.
Right. We don't have time, Joe.
No.
We don't have time for this today.
Oh, so cute.
But no, overall, the inauguration was great. I didn't watch the nighttime one. I saw Katy Perry's fireworks thing, but other than that,
Me neither. And you know I was tired because mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake was on it, and I still didn't tune in.
I didn't see a clip of his at all.
I watched the performance mm-hmm. afterwards. It was really good. It's the new song with Aunt Clemens, and then they kind of like remixed it because it's called Better Days.
Okay.
So they kind of like had it with... slight influence from Kirk Franklin Better Days, and okay. I think he also like ended or beginning this began
the song
with something Kirk Franklin was yeah, but they were in Memphis,
right?
Yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
interesting.
But yeah, I missed most of it because I was working.
I was like, all right, I caught it. Was funny because I was on a call and they were talking about, I was like, yeah, we have the, somebody was like, one of the girls had on like a Kamala, this Asian lady actually, she's like, my vice president is a black woman, and then I saw one that was like, Kamala is the bomb or something like that. So they was like, yeah, we're gonna make this short because we all really want to watch the inauguration. And one girl was like, Michelle Obama just hit the screen, oh my god. And I was like, what? So I'm like, well, shit, let me see.
Girl.
And honey, I said, well, I'll be damned. All right now, okay? Somebody said, I saw a tweet that was like, whoever did Michelle's hair deserves the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
They found her. They found her.
She was like, that's me.
She's in Arlington.
I said, well, I don't know what her
prices
girl.
Are, but you might want to send them to your mom.
They high.
Look. Look.
They high. No, my mom is about to lock her hair, so she ain't.
She may do locks, too.
That's, she might.
I mean, is she really?
She's getting sister locks, the little really tiny ones that you can't tell her locks. So she, I think she said in February.
Those are pretty permanent, aren't they?
But my mama is a very quick snipper. She don't care. Okay. She'll cut her.
Got you.
Cut me off.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. All right. So, yeah.
I feel her.
Yeah, she's one of those. So yeah. She don't care. And it's funny, me and her had this conversation. I said, when I wanted locks, it was a problem.
Why was it a problem?
Because she kept saying, this was years ago, y'all. My mom is very much evolved at this point. But she was like, back then, she was like, but you'll have to cut all your hair off in order to start over. I said, okay. I don't care. She was like, no, you don't want to cut your hair. And I was like, it'll grow back.
I'm done. And usually quicker.
Way quicker. So she, but at the, my, and it's funny, we talk about it. And she's like, I wasn't as evolved as I am now.
I'm
I didn't
done.
Know. So it's always just to like, that's exciting. I love to tease her about it. It looks good so far. But yeah, other than that though, the inauguration happened. A bunch of executive orders were signed.
Yep. Joe was like, let's get to work.
Essentially. The Ossoff and Warnock were sworn in.
Yep.
Giving the Democrats the majority, with Mitch McConnell being in the minority. Praise God. But you know what annoys me?
What?
They're splitting the power on the committees, like the Judiciary Committee and all that. I said,
because
are you kidding me?
They're trying to take the Michelle Obama approach.
Fuck
they're
that.
Trying to go high.
No, fuck
and
that.
And they're trying to, you know, Joe. He
I know,
Joe
but
is
no.
a long-term, long-time politician,
reaching
and he really feels
the aisle,
like
he feels like right. we should work together. No, Joe. No.
We gonna see if it
we
works.
Didn't do it, Joe.
I think they feel like they can maybe try this out because of the insurrection. They've got all these Republicans that are like, ooh,
we fucked up.
Okay.
It ain't that many.
Yeah.
It ain't that many. It ain't 17 to convict him for the second impeachment.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham well, is we'll still see. Fighting for that man.
We'll see. We gonna see. We gonna see. Fingers crossed, y'all.
Child. They starting that impeachment trial
Tuesday,
second week
Monday?
In February.
Oh.
The 8th.
Next week, they're just filing to the Senate or something like that or whatever
yes.
she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah. I think they're trying to get that stimulus bill passed.
Got you.
Whether or not it comes, yet to be seen.
I think it'll pass.
The biggest issue is going to be that stimulus check and the student debt thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I needs that. I needs both. I needs that $10,000 forgiveness, okay? Because they extended
does.
That 0% interest till September.
Mm-hmm. I need the check. Run me my money, bitch.
Okay? Because forgive that $10,000. I guarantee you by June, the rest of that little bit of money will be gone. It'll be paid off.
Dang.
I want it to be done.
Dang.
I will pay off my student loans 4 years early.
Woo!
Because I'm about sick of them shits. $310 a month is annoying.
Yeah. That was my car payment.
Child.
A little bit more, actually.
It's stupid. It's just insanity. So I think he'll get the $10,000 student loan thing. The biggest thing now is they're like, well, only certain people should get it. Public servants should get it. And everybody's like, no.
Everybody needs it.
That's fucked up. Don't do that.
Everybody needs it.
You need to give it to everybody. You can't do that.
I don't think they're... My thing is, it seems like so simple to me. You give these people, this is going to lift a weight. It's going to really kick into the economy. Yes. Like, yes, there's going to be a lot of people that are saving, but.
Right. A lot of people can't buy homes. They can't do anything.
Right.
Because they're dying in debt.
Student loan.
I saw a video of a girl with 100,000+ in debt, mm-hmm. with interest, of mm-hmm. course. And she had been paying it for like 6 years and still owed 90,000+ because yep. she's still paying the damn interest.
What you were saying about homes, Zillow studies have shown it's the number one contributor to people not being able mm-hmm. to purchase. It's the number one. Yes. 9 times out of 10.
It's them damn student loans.
No, I don't think it's 90%, but I think it's like 65% to 70% of the time, if a person doesn't qualify for a home, if you were to remove their student loan debt, they would be qualified.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what so many people, it's like your student loan debt is taking you over the limit.
DTI.
And it's like,
what? Well, and it's crazy because millennials are the largest group of
mm-hmm.
people buying homes, but they also have the largest amount of student loan debt.
Exactly. Which
but
is
there's
crazy.
No inventory right now anyway, so there's
child,
that.
No, and the inventory that is here is ridiculously overpriced.
Because there's none here.
Girl, I saw this one house, though, that I absolutely adore. It's a good price, but it needs to be updated.
Where is it?
So bad.
Oh,
Decatur.
Well, never mind.
Not terribly. Like, it has beautiful hardwood floors. It's just, like, the bathroom and stuff. Like, it just is not. It needs new faucets, a new, like, stuff like that. The bones, the outside looks great.
Looks.
I know. It was only built in 2019, though. That's the thing. That's said, well, weird. Who put these old-ass finishes in here?
That's weird.
It was built in 2019, so that's why I was like, okay, it's damn near new.
That's weird.
And y'all have these old ass, I'm gonna show you when we get off air. Okay. But like the finishes, I was like,
who did this?
Yeah,
and
who chose
why?
This shit? Huh. Either they had a really limited budget and they only went with like builder grade stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is a gorgeous house that could have been even more beautiful, but y'all chose some janky shit. So, but neither here nor there. Yes, inauguration, Joe Biden is president. We'll have to wait to see what happens.
Ooh.
Right now. What?
Shout out to the Howard. Howard
band?
University, their band. I texted Ebony. Ooh. I was like, girl, your band is showing out. The people on ABC News talking about they might need to, the president's band might need to be worried about them upstaging them. This
they
is
will.
Phenomenal.
They will. They will.
The girls, what she said they called, she told me. I was like, what do you call them? And she, the Ooh La La's, I think they
yeah,
were.
Mm-hmm.
I was ooh like, la they la. Look damn good. Where do okay. I sign up? Oh. I need to be a Ooh La La.
They was getting it, too.
I need to be a backup.
And again, not a hair out of place, in sync.
Yes.
Okay.
Looking good.
I love a good HBCU band, okay?
Me,
they
too.
They getting it, honey.
Girl.
But, yes, right now there's a battle with the progressives and the moderate Democrats about how much student loan to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren want 50,000.
Oh, you already know
and
Elizabeth.
Biden wants 10. But the thing, Elizabeth had a plan. That's
she
what pisses
did.
Me off.
She had the most thorough
she
plan.
She had a plan for everything.
Yep.
That's what annoys me. If we would have voted for Elizabeth Warren, our shit would be forgiven already.
Girl.
Huh. Oh, that annoys me. I liked her too.
I liked her too.
Okay, do we want to move in? Yeah, do we want to move into the work playlist?
See, senorita, we sure can.
Yeah, right, right.
So this week, I don't have much for the work playlist. I'm sorry, guys. I know this is 2 weeks in a row. I just haven't really been listening to that much new music. The one thing I did have on here was the new Justin Timberlake and Aunt Clemens song called Better Days that I was just telling y'all about. You can listen to both the live version and the regular version, at least on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Check them out. It's a really beautiful, uplifting song. Aunt Clemens is also really talented, so I encourage you to listen to his stuff just in general. Yeah, and I'm just fingers crossed that my boo,
who
Justin gives us some. I don't know. He's been in the studio with a lot of
he
people.
Has. I hope.
So I'm
I love
hoping.
R&B Justin because Man in the Woods I could have did without, but that's just
that me. Was R&B.
It's not the Justin I liked. I could have.
I didn't mind Man in the Woods.
Oh, he could have stayed in the woods.
Honestly. I didn't mind like. I didn't think that album was that bad. It honestly, Breeze Off the Pond is probably one of my top five favorite Justin Timberlake songs. That song is a bop. That one and Midnight Summer Jam? What? y'all can't do better than this. Y'all can't do better than this. Tell me the South ain't the shit. I love that song. It's just the Midnight Summer Jam. Hey, hey, hey. I feel like y'all wrote that album off as soon as y'all found the title's name. Y'all were like, Man of the Woods. Of course he's going back to the white people now. Didn't even listen to the album.
I love Justin, though. He's great.
Yeah. But nonetheless, better days. One question I had, though, that I thought that was a good one because I'm such a predictable bitch. When I got on my flight, I was like, well, what do I want to listen to? Mm-hmm. Homecoming by Beyoncé. I mean,
you can't
you
go
always
wrong.
Listen to, like, the same stuff on flights.
Yes.
So I was wondering, Kirsten, what's your go-to on a flight?
Ooh, that's hard. Okay, it depends. I always, like, before I get on a flight, I try to map out. If it's, like, mm-hmm. a good 3 or 4 hour flight,
yep.
and I'll check and be like, do they got TVs on this thing? If they don't, like, our flight to Cancun.
Oh, my God.
Which was supposed to be 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you're right. We flew Southwest.
We were all together.
Sorry. I was like, no, we flew Southwest, Deja.
On the way back, we flew Delta. I flew Delta. You flew Southwest.
I was going to say, I think I flew Southwest both ways.
Yeah. That flight was supposed to be 2.5 hours. It turned into 3 and some change. No, it felt like it.
That was the speedy one. Wait, you weren't on the one back.
The one back was like an hour, bruh.
I don't know what that pilot was doing.
Yeah, I said the same shit.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Boom. I was like, we're here.
What? Girl, I was 45 minutes into a movie. Like, we are beginning our descent into
what?
Atlanta. I was like,
Atlanta or the what? Atlantic?
I opened the window. I was like, it's the old Atlanta airport. What the hell
is going on?
Quickest flight weird. Ever. It but that weird. Also reminded me of when I flew Spirit to damn.
Oh, God.
Florida. I was going to Costa Rica.
Oh, my God.
He hit that turn. He was like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll probably try to get you there early. And we're banking, and I'm sitting here talking to the people next to me. Yeah, da, 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 da. Girl, he took off.
Shoo, shoo.
And next thing I know, we were in Florida.
He said, bitch. Corvette, look, Corvette.
The lady next to me said, did he stop? I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. He was like, yeah, you were supposed to land at about 9:30. The local time now is 8:50.
How?
How the hell? How did you?
Sometimes they be doing that,
girl,
stuff. And I'd be like, what is it, clear sky?
It must be.
Is
it nobody is out here. Nobody is out here. Because I'm telling you, on the way back, that was a quick one. That was a quick one. But no, like, it depends on the flight. Like, if it have TVs, I usually just watch a movie. But, like, like if I'm going home, it's only like an hour, I either turn on some Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on my mood, I may listen to some Wale, too.
Oh, okay.
And then
get you in the spirit of landing in D.C.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
I try to find some go-go music, too.
Oh, like, look at you.
And then I'm trying to think. I listened to, what album was that I had on repeat for a minute? Mm. Was it Anti? It may have been Anti that I was, like, ooh. In a zone for a minute
yeah.
when I was going. I forgot where I was going, but, like, I'll usually, for me, it's, like, my go-to is Beyonce, Rihanna, I'll do some Wale, and then I'll also listen to some R&B. Ari Lennox was a big one for a minute, too. So typically for me, it's like either some R&B with a little bit of rap in there. But for the most part, Beyonce is always.
Beyonce, man.
You can't go wrong.
For a long time, like when I lived in Miami, it was Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller. Mm-hmm. Somehow I bought that album. For real, for real. I mean,
wow.
Not a mistake. That's a phenomenal album.
That is a good album.
Logic Under Pressure was also another one mm-hmm. that I listened to. Like, I love that album. His first mm-hmm. album is my favorite Logic album. From the beginning to the end, I love that album. But, and then Control by SZA. Those are the four.
Oh,
I'm usually listening
one.
To
Control
one of those four.
Is a good flight one.
Yes.
Oh, it just puts you in such a mellow.
A vibe. Yeah. But anything you've been listening to lately,
this
Kirsten?
This new Fat Joe song.
With sampling Amorphious or his sample of
I love
Rihanna
it.
And Luther.
Good. That's such a good beat.
Yeah.
He killed that.
Yep.
I was like, oh, wow. I said, you got Rihanna and Luther Vandross to clear this shit?
Yep. They said, click who cleared?
I said, well, damn. It's a good. For y'all that haven't heard it, I'm going to play you a little snippet.
Okay. I knew Rihanna was going to clear that,
I
though.
I had a feeling she
was like, I'm going to clear everything for y'all so y'all can stop asking me for new shit.
Leave me be.
Right.
Get Kiss It Better on a remix.
Right.
Shit.
Damn.
It's 2021. Time to bring the light in. We're going to bring the light in, you know? Khaled, I see you. Cooler Dre, I see you. Christine Jewelers in the building. Al Boogie, Lorena, Terrella Supplies, let's get it.
It's funny because we all know Fat Joe also goes by Joey Crack. Mm-hmm. So when I heard the song and I heard "Who When It Feels Like Crack," I was like, "Of course!" Yeah. And then here comes Fat Joe. I was like, "Okay, that's smart."
Did you see the picture of them like in Miami or somewhere? It was like Fat Joe, French Montana. Man, is it just me or is French Montana tall? Because he's like
tall.
Heads and shoulders above everybody in that picture.
He's a pretty tall guy. I've seen him with like other people. I'm like, I did not take him to be.
He is tall.
But then everybody is usually shorter than we think they are.
Well, I know Diddy's not that tall, but Fat Joe I assumed was a decent height because he doesn't look overly fat.
Right. He's like just a big guy.
Yeah.
He's 6'3".
French?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he looked taller than that.
DJ Khaled is 5'7".
Yeah, that nigga looks short.
And, yeah, he's a little tumbler.
He don't eat. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating.
That shit is hilarious.
One of the best modern Nicki lines.
And then Fat Joe is 6'1".
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Fat Joe is just a big guy, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I've been playing that on repeat a little bit. I just love the beat, honestly.
It's
that
a
is
good
a
one.
Very well mixed.
It's smooth.
Song. He killed that. I was like, ooh, all right, honey.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to that. Honestly, I haven't been listening to much else. I've been listening to the Even the Rich podcast.
Yes.
I listened to the Jay-Z and Beyonce one, which is absolutely hilarious and also very, very good. I've also been listening to
I can't remember. Do you listen to Dissect? You saw What's Gonna Be Next? Black is King.
Ooh,
yeah,
all right. Now I have to pay attention to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's pretty much it. I haven't listened to a whole lot of new music, but I've also been busy, so
yeah, that's how I've been. I've been
just
digging into podcasts, and I bought a new audiobook. I just bought Bevy Smith's book, Bevelation, so I'm going to start that soon. I'm still listening to Barack, though, and we still got a long way to go.
His shit is thick. Isn't it like 700 pages?
Yeah, I mean, it's like 30-something hours. I can tell you that
much. Is he reading the whole thing? Ooh, child.
So we just really kind of started getting over the hump of the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Like we things are finally starting to turn a quarter. Things his administration put in place.
Got it.
Yeah, so we're moving on from that.
I forgot I was gonna when I as I'm in the process of redecorating, not really redecorating heavy because I'm moving at some point. But I want to get like a nice big coffee, like a really pretty coffee table, and have him and Michelle stuff
in
on
there.
Aww. I can't do that right now because it won't fit the mood. But the new place, once I start,
you just need a new couch.
I need a new couch, a new table. I need a new everything.
And to move Ducky's crate and stuff. Because you've got plenty of room. You just
even
need a smaller couch.
I know, but even without the couch, it's honestly not that big of a space. Truly, I promise
It's not
you.
Huge,
no,
but
once I really want more openness because I don't have that now.
You could put a love seat on the left side going towards the kitchen, a larger couch, or if you had a sectional and reversed it and then put an end table, a small end table by your window. Your TV's already up. That would open up more room
for
a coffee table in the middle.
That's true, too. We'll see. I gotta find something. I don't know.
I understand.
But yeah, I'm also gonna attempt to get back into books. I need to get back to my readings. I love to read.
Well, you know me.
I know.
What I'm gonna recommend. Get you that audio, sis.
I am. I'm probably gonna go with audio, but I gotta sit down and figure out what I wanna read right now.
I understand.
There's so many books.
Did you ever read Michelle's?
I've heard, I think, half. I've never finished it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all didn't finish that damn book. It was so good.
It is a good book. It is. But I didn't finish it. I don't remember why. But I'll probably end up just starting over.
Go back to that. rereading. Well, mm-hmm. shall we move into, so this week I don't have a professional clap back because honestly, guys, I didn't really have to clap back at people this week. It was a chill one. But I fucked up this week. So I wanted to kind of like give professional tip of the week. And that is just, don't forget, guys, if you mess up, own it. Mm-hmm. It's okay, especially if you're a person that, you know, it was a genuine mistake or, you know, whatever the case may be. And if you do your job like to the best of your ability, all the time, and things happen. Nobody mm-hmm. is perfect, so keep that in mm-hmm. mind. This week, I completely forgot to do something that was due, and it's crazy because I had asked about it because I didn't have the tools that I needed to do it like I normally did, and so mm-hmm. I reached out like midday, like, hey, can I get XYZ? They sent it right over, and then I just forgot to do it until about 7 p.m. that night. Right! And then I saw a Slack message that was like, hey, can you do this first thing in the morning? I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what? How did I miss that? What? It was literally written down on my to-do list and everything. I don't know where my head was. But nonetheless, I got on that night and did it. But I made sure to apologize. Mm-hmm. And we as women apologize too frequently all when it's time. Not time to right. really apologize. So my tip is to really work on that. Be okay apologizing and owning if you make a mistake and reassuring someone like, hey, my bad. You don't even have to provide an excuse all the time. I didn't provide an excuse because at the end of the day, I didn't have one. I just fucking forgot. Like, yeah. So I was just like, I apologize. I did it right now. It is complete. Let me know if I can do anything. And, you know, again, sorry for the inconvenience. Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid to own that and apologize. I think people appreciate that. Then sometimes if you just try to ignore what you've done wrong or pass mm-hmm. the buck, it's okay. Again, nobody's perfect. And especially if you feel confident that you do what you're supposed to do 9 times out of 10, you know, it's okay, guys. So remember that, because I know sometimes we can be off-putting and not want to
upset anyone.
And, you know, even if we know we've done wrong, it's like we don't necessarily want to like own up to that. And it's okay. It's okay. So
that's a very good tip, Deja.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Well, you didn't say thanks.
I didn't, but
I think
thank
I should
you.
Have said thanks. Thanks.
Anyway, we hope you all have a wonderful week. Please take some time to take care of yourselves always.
Yep.
Self-care is extremely important. And don't forget, it's not work-life balance, it's life-work balance.
That's
have
right.
Have a wonderful week, y'all.
Bye.
Toodles.